This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Remember, I'm a very suspicious fellow. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And again, thank many of our citizen journalists, which have been contributing to the show mightily. And again, today, mightily. Lots of things going on. And of course, they're very, very helpful. Citizen journalism is the way to go. I suspect it's going to be the wave of the future and a good future we're going to have. So anyway, I want to thank everybody, like I said, for your contributions, especially you citizen journalists. And, you know, we've had some citizen journalists with us 15 years. I was thinking about this last night. It's like every week, you know, I just sit there and I have to thank all the citizen journalists. And it's not just, you know, from my show, the selfish reasons for our show, but it's across the board. It is absolutely across the board, which is pretty incredible. That and again, across the board for the alternative media. We have a lot of people who just email us and say, this is the story, and then they stay with us. You know, it's like every day I wake up and I got these emails from the same people. Got a couple of people don't identify themselves by their proper name. One person I use, I don't even know their name. But they've been with me for years. I think 12. I think it's at least 12 years. At least 12 years. But, you know, when the information is sublime and true, and it pans out, it's like, wow. See, so you use them. And they want to be used. They want their information to get out. And it's kind of like, wow. And it all fits. You know, it absolutely fits. So we have Donald Trump, you know, the president of the United States. I woke up this morning and he was still the president of the United States. You know, I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi hates the fact that he's her president. Of course they do. and Steny Hoyer. And you know who's really got the hurt going on is Elliot Ingalls from New York. He's not coming back to the party after 31 years of stuffing communism into every one of our orifices. Elliot Ingalls is gone. He will not be coming back to the party. He was kicked out by a young progressive that's probably worse than he is. But, you know, the young progressive is still young. Maybe we can mold their mind that's now mush into something, well, more delectable, right? More functional. Because Elliot Engel has been nothing but a communist. Nothing. It's funny how these communists work, isn't it? Then there's Saul Alinsky. By the way, you know, Saul Alinsky, there's some good stuff in Saul Alinsky. There's a good story there. Ask Barack Obama. Or you want to ask Bill Ayers. Or how about somebody who used to work for Saul Alinsky? How about Hillary Rodham Clinton, the good communist that she is? Well, she wouldn't deny being a communist, but she's more of an Islamic terrorist sympathizer, right? Just go ask Uma Abedin. You know, we forget all these things. The scandals that, you know, we talked about them as conspiracy theories, and all of a sudden, boing, they are conspiracy facts. They're just facts. Longtime Uma Abedin. You know, it's interesting how far back that goes. It goes back 20-some years. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. 1996, I think, is when Uma Abedin became the body person for Hillary Rodham Clinton, and was basically given to her by the Saudis, the Saudi government, you know, to be her minder, literally her minder. Then she hooks up with, you know, the child pedophile molester, Anthony Weiner. No, it's Weiner. Yeah, the pedophile. He absolutely was a pedophile, and it couldn't, you know, he used to like to show up as Weiner all the time, right? In his sexy body. To all the young ladies and girls and anybody else who enjoyed child pedophilia. That's Anthony Weiner. And remember who outed him? Andrew Breitbart. Yeah, Breitbart did. Back in 2010, 2012, you know. It's a great, great job by Andrew Breitbart. Of course, he passed away. Andrew Breitbart, as we all know, passed away March 1st at 12:10 in the morning, oddly enough. They say, oh, he died of a heart attack. Not what my people tell me. Of course, I guess we could go ask the coroner who did the toxicology screen on him. Because he didn't get the memo, the coroner. He did the autopsy within just a few hours of his death, and he wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to let him sit on ice for 3 or 4 days so that the contaminants in his bloodstream wouldn't show up in the test. And, you know, shockingly, the coroner who did the tox screen got the toxicology report back, and just a week later, he's dead. Shocking. He didn't get the memo. Well, he got the memo in the end. He wasn't supposed to read that toxicology report. And, of course, what did the toxicology report say? Well, it looked like there was some things in his blood that weren't supposed to be there that might kill a person. Give him a heart attack. And, you know, of course, what was going to happen on March 1st, 2012 for Andrew Breitbart at noon, just less than 12 hours after, you know, after he died, at noon he was going to have a press conference and he was going to out Barack Hussein Obama, finally going to vet him. The vetting process would start. And it was a process. I like the way they did it. It was a process. He was announcing the process so that you would understand that there was a big push, especially a big push, to divide the country by race and use racism to do it in the form of critical race theory. That's what happened, Andy, our boy Andy. They didn't want him to do that because it was Derek Bell and Barack Obama who were at the hip. Thick as thieves in this whole thing called white guilt, critical race theory, that the founding fathers were all racist. Mount Rushmore, anybody? Getting my significance here? Pretty amazing stuff. That's just the way it worked. You know, that's why you today have them screaming about Mount Rushmore as a racist place to go. They're trying to tag, of course, Donald Trump with white supremacy, aren't they? But it all starts back in the day in the 80s and 90s when Derrick Bell, a Harvard professor who couldn't, you know, he couldn't find an article that he could write that was legitimate. So he came up with something that would really shock everybody called critical race theory. And of course, that was the theory that since it was all white men who created the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and many of them were slaveholders, which at the time, that's what it was. But of course, there was an enormous national discussion, even in those days before, well, I shouldn't say national, colonial discussion about slavery. A lot of people didn't like slavery. They were called abolitionists. And a lot of the slave owners who inherited slaves, and it was part of the culture to have them, they didn't like it either. And they were struggling with it. Like, wow, that's like, you know, it's unlike today that the Democrats, they don't seem to struggle with current modern day slavery at all. In fact, they encourage it. Don't you find that juxtaposition to be odd? That you'd have these Democrats who are screaming out for civil rights, yet they own their own batch of slaves even today. I find it odd. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We'll be right back.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're kind of going back in time here. Articles that are no longer showing up in Breitbart, but, you know, we have the Wayback Machine and we can get these articles up. Because, you know, they want to suppress Andrew Breitbart even to this day, shockingly. But they can't do it. You know, they can't. This is an article that was written, when was this? This was March 3rd or 4th, I think, when this was done. They don't have the date on this. It was March 7th. So Andrew Breitbart had passed away, March 7th, 2012. He had already passed away. And so they write this little epilogue here. First of all, the article is entitled, are you ready for this? The Vetting, Part 1, Brock's Love Song to Alinsky. So we're talking about that. The Love Song of Saul Alinsky. It was a play, actually, that did this. It says, by Andrew Breitbart. He wrote this. This was going to come out. This is the article that was, I guess you would say, the pre-article that was done. It says here, prior to his passing, Andrew Breitbart said that the mission of Breitbart Empire was to exemplify the free and fearless press that our Constitution protects, but which increasingly the mainstream media denies us. This is back in 2012, right? They're talking about. I think this is Joe Pollock who writes this part here. It says, "Quis custodiet ipsos custodes?" Who guards the guardians? Andrew saw himself in that role as a guardian protecting Americans from the left's objective, loyal scribes. Objective, loyal scribes. Remember I was talking about objectification? Get it? In the first hour? Andrew wanted to do what the mainstream media would not. First and foremost, Andrew pledged to vet President Barack H. Obama. Now, you got to hearken back now. This is March 7th. He's been dead 7 days, 6 days. No, 7 days. And this is written just before he died. And we said his goal, and he had been saying this goal, he said it at CPAC, he said it all over the place, that he was going to vet Obama and others. See, Andrew Breitbart knew all about the pedophile rings back then, and he knew the implications of these things coming out because it was going to implicate a lot of politicians, both local and national, state. I mean, all the way across the spectrum, from local to federal. He knew that because these child pedophile rings were supplying children to a lot of these politicians for their sexual desires. And he knew that. This is openly talked about at CPAC and other places by him and by others. And I said to myself when I first started hearing, I said, hey, brother, you need to watch out. See, because remember, I'm fairly familiar with these folks because I got the training back in the 80s, 86, I think it was, from the Crimes Against Children's Task Force by the LAPD, which was all about stopping the pedophile rings. They had just opened up. They wanted to stop the pedophile rings that were going on out of Hollywood. So Andrew did not want to relitigate the 2008 election, nor did he want to let Republicans off the hook. Shockingly, the Republicans were being thrown up against him, right? You know, the John McCain's of the world. Instead, he wanted to show that the media had failed in its most basic duty to uncover the truth and hold those in power accountable regardless of party. That's what the media is supposed to do. That's what freedom of the press is about. From today through Election Day, November 6, 2012, we will vet this president and his rivals. We begin with a column Andrew wrote last week in preparation for today's big relaunch, a story that should swing the first hammer against the glass wall the mainstream media has built around Barack Obama. The story starts out, the audacity of hope. Barack Obama claims that he worried after 9/11 that his name, so similar to that of Osama bin Laden, might harm his political career. It should have harmed it. But Obama was not always so worried about misspelling and radical resemblances. He may even have cultivated them as a cast himself as Chicago's radical champion. In 1998, a small theater company staged a play titled The Love Song of Saul Alinsky, dedicated to the life and politics of the radical community organizer whose methods Obama had practiced and taught on Chicago's South Side. Obama was not only in the audience, but also took the stage after one performance, participating in a panel discussion that was advertised in the poster for the play. Recently, veteran Chicago journalist Michael Miner mocked emerging conservative curiosity about the play, along with enduring suspicions about the links between Alinsky and Obama. Writing in the Chicago Reader, now this is in 2012, remember, Miner described the poster. Let's take a look at this poster. It's red, and that red hat right there, like the darkening water that swirls around Janet Leigh's drain in Psycho's famous shower scene, is plenty suggestive. It touts a play called The Love Song of Saul Alinsky, being the notorious community organizer from Chicago who wrote books with titles like Reveille for Radicals and Rules for Radicals, and on it, fists are raised, meaning insurrection is in the air. And down to the very bottom, crawling across the poster in small print, is mentions of a panel discussion that will follow. The panelists are usual progressive suspects, Leon Dupree, Monsignor Jack Egan, and Studs Terkel, and State Senator Barack Obama. Miner obscured the truth. His article only reveals only a portion of the poster. And, of course, they have the picture of the whole poster there. It's kind of interesting. It says Saul Alinsky Theater, blah, 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 The Love Song of Saul Alinsky, the following, and they list a whole bunch of things going on. Studs Terkel, blah, 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 Jack Egan, and Senator Barack Obama says, oh, this is the panelists for the Sunday matinee post-show discussions include, let's see, Nina Hallstein, Steve Kelly, Roberta Lynch, Senator Barack Obama, Cook County Clerk David Orr, Charles Payne, Alderman Helen Schiller, Studs Terkel, Don Turner, Dr. Quentin Young, Alinsky biographies, Peter David Finkston, Sanford Horowitz, among others. So what's in the play is truly a love song to Alinsky. In the first few minutes of the play, Alinsky plays Moses. Yes, the biblical Moses talking to God. The play glorifies Alinsky stealing food from restaurants and organizing others to do the same. Does that sound familiar? Looting? What's going on today? I saw it as a practical use of social ecology. You had members of the intellectual community, the hope for the future, eating regularly for 6 months, staying alive till they could make their contributions to society. You see, that's what they're doing right now, is they're trying to teach them to steal to stay alive. Right? Isn't that what they're doing? And they're even encouraging it. You know, they're even, Walnut Creek as an example, they just open up the malls. You know, they don't have to break the glass. Just come on in and steal. It's okay. Yeah. Stand down, let them steal. Jeez, does that help? This is where it comes from, folks, Saul Alinsky. In an introspective moment, Alinsky rips America, my country, tis of what the hell? And justice up the tree. How much can you sell? What's in it for me? He grins about manipulating the Christian community to back his programs. He talks in glowing terms about engaging the Chicago politics with former Mayor Kelly. He rips the McCarthy Committee, mocking everyone. Everyone was there. When you think back, Cotton Mather, Hester Payne, Annie Hutchinson, Tom Paine, Thomas Jefferson, Brandeis Holmes, Father Coughlin, blah, blah, blah. And a kicking chorus of sterilized reactionaries singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. And Alinsky talks about being the first occupier, shutting down O'Hara Airport by occupying the toilet stalls, using chewing gum to tie up the city and stop all traffic. Well, let's all sit down on that one. Say hallelujah, brother. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Andrew Breitbart, and we're talking about his little associations with, Saul Alinsky. Well, he didn't have any associations, but somebody by the name of Barack Hussein Obama did. And when this outing first started for Andrew Breitbart, this is in March, following his death, oddly enough, right? His so-called death. His murder, as we would call it, because 12 hours after his murder, he was supposed to come out with a press conference and going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. All right. He was going to be exposing Barack Obama and Derrick Bell. And the main thesis was, of course, critical race theory, because this is supposed to be the thing that was going to separate and blow up this country by 2000. Shocking. Here we are in 2000. And it's doing it, right? Black Lives Matter. It's a Marxist group. It was always a Marxist group because it's a Marxist organization. And guess who's a Marxist? That would be Barack Obama. More Marxist Nazi socialist is what he is. You know, in the era of Bill Ayers. Shocking. Did I say Bill Ayers? he's the usual suspect coming up, right? So he's talking about the Saul Alinsky play that they had there and how Barack Obama was involved with that. Talks about Alinsky in the play saying, He talks about being the first occupier. Remember the Occupy movement that started with Obama? Remember all that stuff? It says the play finishes with Alinsky announcing this is about this play they talked about. Now the play was entitled "The Love Song of Saul Alinsky." Yeah. You know, one of the things that they would teach people in Rules for Radicals is to go around stealing food from every diner you possibly could do. Yeah. That was part of the gig, right? And you could eat your way into being a social justice monster. Because this is where social justice business all started, right here with Saul Alinsky. Now, Saul Alinsky was not a communist. Even though, you know, the Communist Party USA loved him and they wanted him to come out and announce to be a communist. And he said, no, I can't do that. I'll get more play as a not a communist in every world and every aspect of the planet than I would as if I was to marginalize myself and be objectified as a communist. And he was right. So those of you who think that he was a communist, he's not. He's radical. And he was more in Nazi-esque terms than anything else. So let's remember that. That's what he was. We all know that. I mean, study him and you'll figure it out. Right, Bill Ayers? Just ask Bill Ayers, Bernardine Dorn. They'll tell you. Of course he was. And of course, that's what they are. They're good. I think they're more Maoist than anything else. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And it's kind of interesting. He had some of his moments of introspection. And, of course, they're using this play that we're talking about here as a message to talk about Saul Alinsky and the things that he was doing. And it's a metaphor, obviously, for Saul Alinsky and how he behaved. He goes on to talk about this. This is now Andrew Breitbart wrote this, is the whole thing. He wrote this 3 days before he died. And they published it on the 7th of March, several days after he died. Listen to this. The play finishes with Alinsky announcing he'd rather go to hell than heaven. Why? More comfortable there. You see, all my life, I have been with the have-nots. Here you are a have-not if you're short of money. There, you're a have-not if you're short of virtue. I'd be asking more questions, organizing them. They're my kind of people. Hell would be heaven for me. That's the love song of Saul Alinsky. It's a radical leftist stuff. And it revels in its radical leftism. And that's Barack Obama, our president, on the poster. This is who Barack Obama was. This was before Barack Obama ran for Congress in 2000, challenging former Black Panther Bobby L. Rush from the left in a daring but unsuccessful bid. Start to sound like Ocasio-Cortez. This was also the period just before Barack Obama served with Bill Ayers. Shocking. Bill Ayers shows up from 1999 through 2000 on the board of the Woods Foundation. They gave capital to support the Midwest Academy, the leftist training institute, steeped in the doctrines of, you guessed it, Saul Alinsky, and whose alumni now dominate the Obama administration and its top political allies inside and out of Congress. Now, this is when nobody was writing about this kind of stuff. You know, I can remember in 2012, there was a story that came out. It was on Drudge. Now Drudge has gone left, of course. They're now a leftist organization. You can't really trust them at all. And it was kind of interesting because in that article that was on Drudge, I noticed that I was sitting in the studio like I am right now, and I was looking at the same computer actually, screen anyway. It's a big screen, so it's a wonderful screen. It's got many years of life left. Anyway, and I'm looking at this thing day in and day out. I just sat there for 3 or 4 days as an article in the same place. It was like a placeholder. I said, gosh. And it talked about, you know, Muslims that have invaded the White House. And so I clicked on it and I started reading. I said, wow. And of course, what it was the Investigative Institute, I think it's called, for radicalism in Washington, D.C. And so I called them up. The story was interesting because they had gone through the logs, the visitor logs of the White House from the time Obama became president till that point. I think it was sometime, you know, in 2012. It was before the election. And I think it was sometime after this article. And I said, you know, I called him up and I said, I'm Paul Preston. I'm an important guy from Agenda 21 Radio. And the secretary about dropped the phone. And she goes, oh, wow, thanks for calling. And I'm just all excited. And I'm going, man, this is kind of weird. You know, I'm calling from the left coast. I'm calling from the west coast. And she says, oh, well, just a second. So we get these guys on the phone. And they're excited to hear from me. So finally I got back to the secretary. I said, why are you guys so excited to hear from me? She says, well, you know, you're the first one to call from a radio or TV station in the media to get an interview about this story. We think it's a really important story. I said, well, you think Muslims in the White House, terrorists showing up in the White House to talk to Obama is a big story? I said, absolutely. It's a major league story. He said, well, no one's covering it. No one's covering it. No one's called. So we broke the story. That day at noontime, we ran our show at noon at that time. And, you know, all of a sudden people started figuring things out. There's something wrong in the White House. Yeah, because all the radicals are coming in. All the radicalized Islamists are there and even working in the White House, we found out later. So he'd have terrorists come to the White House and visit. That's what Obama was doing on a regular basis. Now, what's Donald J. Trump trying to do? He's trying to keep the terrorists out. And he's in the White House. And he's surrounded by terrorists. Which you think about, they're called swamp creatures today, but we can call them terrorists in reality. Because that's exactly what they are. Isn't that interesting the way it's been played around? Stanley Kurtz, oh, the guy we see on Fox News. Now, he was with CNN, by the way, back when he was a radical. Described the Midwest Academy as a crypto-socialist organization, yet almost no one has heard of the Midwest Academy because the media does not want you to know that the president is a radical's radical, whose presidency itself is a love song to a socialist community organizers. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And we're talking about Andrew Breitbart in his articles about vetting Barack Obama and who he hung around with and who he grew up with and who his associates were. And we're getting to the part in this article. It's a lengthy article, and I'm editing a few things out. We'll have this up on the website for your consumption so you can really see the whole thing. And we're talking about this period around 2000. And a little bit before 2000, and who he associated with. And in fact, there was a play that was conducted in, 1996 or something like that, 99, I think it was. And in this play, it was called, says, The Love Song of Saul Alinsky. Right. And Barack Obama, it was a play, and the last night of the play, Barack Obama came out and spoke. And he was with all of his good buddies on the panel. And, of course, if you take a look at the handbill about it, you realize that the panel of people that he's sitting with is quite the play, is quite the panel of communists and totalitarians. Tim Yule Black, Heather Booth, Leon Dupri, Jack Egan, James Foist, Mike Fitzgerald, Aaron Freeman, Nina Halston, Steve Kelly, Robert Lynch, Senator Barack Obama, Cook County, Clark David Orr, Charles Payne, Helen Schiller, Stud Sterkel, Don Turner, of course, Stud Sterkel, notorious communist, Dr. Quentin Young, and of course, Sphinx, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what's in the play? It is truly a love song to Saul Alinsky. It says in the first few minutes of the play, Alinsky plays Moses. Yes, the biblical Moses talking to God. The play glorifies Alinsky stealing food from restaurants and organizing others to do the same, explaining, I saw it as a practical use of social ecology. Now, and again, aren't all these protesters turned rioters? What are they doing? They're stealing, right? The stealing is a big part of it. And, of course, the police are told to stand down to encourage the stealing because they're encouraging Alinsky methodologies is what they're doing. Anyway, so The people that they're hanging around with, I'm gonna give you some of this stuff so that you understand the people I just read and who started to come into the picture. First of all, it was Bill Ayers from 1999 to 2000 on the board with the Woods Foundation. It was Barack Obama, and they gave capital to support the Midwest Academy. Stanley Kurtz, author of Radical and Cheese, described the Midwest Academy as a crypto-socialist organization, yet almost no one has heard of it because the media does not want you to know that the president is a radical's radical, whose presidency itself is a love song to a socialist community organizer, meaning Saul Alinsky. The reason Newt Gingrich surged in the Republican primary contest in January is that he was attempting to do the press's job by finding out who the current occupant of the White House actually is. Millions also wanted to know, but the mainstream media is clearly not planning to vet the president. And, of course, that's exactly what Breitbart was doing. Obama was on the panel that talked about Alinsky at the last night of the play. So who were some of these Alinskyite? Leon Dupree. Dupree knew Saul Alinsky for nearly 50 years, and together they established the modern concept of community organizing. Dupree worked with secret communist and Soviet spy Lee Pressman to support strikers in the Republic Steel at Republic Steel in Chicago in 1937. The strike ended in the tragedy when 14 rioting strikers were killed and many wounded in hail police bullets. See, they handled things differently then, right? Dupree worked with another Communist Party front, the Chicago Civil Liberties Committee, but eventually left because of the Stalinism of its leaders. See, when you're a Linskyite, you don't like Stalinism so much, too much. It says, also in 37, Dupree and his wife delivered a suitcase of clothing to Leon Trotsky, then hiding out from Stalin's assassins in Mexico. So Trotsky is chased off by Stalin, and he goes to Mexico. That's what happened. And what is Trotsky doing in Mexico? He's fomenting the idea of Aslan. You know, taking back the Southwest, which is what they're doing right now. The so-called invasion, this whole thing, he's fostering it. He's mixed it up with the Nazis from South America who have this big grand plan to overthrow the United States of America. Following World War II, they came up with this grand organization. All you need to do is see Hunting Hitler series. They talk about that. So Trotsky is there fomenting all this anti-Americanism. Trotsky's the guy who said, we got to split up America and divide by race and racism. And what? How can we do that? Well, along will come somebody like Derrick Bell and Obama, and we can blend those two together, and we can get critical race theory. Get it? See how this stuff starts to fold together? It says, Dupree's wife sat for a portrait with Trotsky Powell and Marxist muralist Diego Rivera, while Leon took Rivera's wife Frida Kahlo to the movies. Really? And what did they do there? Quentin Young, from 1972 to 1992, Quentin Young was active in the Communist Party front organization, the Chicago Committee to Defend the Bill of Rights, a group dedicated to outlawing government surveillance of radical organizations. He was also a young member of the Young Communist League. Young, a confidant and physician to Barack Obama, is credited with having heavily influenced the president's views on health care policy. Shocking there, right? Tamil Black, an icon of the Chicago left. Black was originally denied officer training because military intelligence claimed he had secretly joined the Communist Party. Black also worked closely with the Socialist Party in the 1950s, becoming president of the local chapter of the Negro American Labor Council, an organization founded by Socialist Party leader Philip Randolph. In the early 60s, Black, as a leader of the Hyde Park Community Peace Center, where he worked alongside former radical Trotskyite Sidney Lenz. Jeez, that's a name. I forgot about him. And the aforementioned communist Quentin Young, Black served as a contributing editor of the Hyde Park Kenwood Voices, a newspaper run by Communist Party member David S. Cantor. By 1970, Tamil Black was serving on the advisory council of the Communist Party-controlled Chicago Committee to Defend the Bill of Rights. Tamil Black says he has been friends with the domestic terrorist William Ayers. Oh, that's called Bill Ayers, by the way, for those of you that are really concerned about it. And Bernadine Dorn. Shocking. Two murderers out of California, right? Murdered the San Francisco guy and other people. Yeah, that's Bill Ayers. Going back to 1968, since long before I knew Barack. In April 2002, Black, Dorn, and Democratic Socialists of America member Richard Rorty spoke together on a panel entitled Intellectuals Who Need Them. The panel was the first of two in a public gathering jointly sponsored by the Center for Public Intellectuals and the University of Illinois Chicago. Bill Ayers and Barack Obama spoke together in the second panel at that gathering. Communist academic Harold Rogers chaired Tamil Black's unsuccessful campaign. Studs Terkel, this is an interesting one, a sponsor of the scientific, this is where you get technocracy, which is what we have today that we're suffering under, a sponsor of the Scientific and Cultural Conference for World Peace in 1949. See, this is all precursor stuff to Agenda 21, which was arranged by a Communist Party USA front organization known as the National Council on the Arts, Sciences, and Professions. Roberta Lynch, a leading member of the Democratic Socialist of America, DSA, and a leader of the Radical Marxist New America movement. Are we expected to believe that Barack Obama was countervailing voice of reason on a panel of radicals? The reason that Obama's Alinskyite past and his many appearances in political photography and video from the 1990s are conspicuously missing from the national dialogue is that State Senator Barack Obama's reinvention as a reasonable and moderate Democratic politician could not withstand scrutiny of his political life. You see, that's what Breitbart was bringing out here in this article. Because the mainstream media did not explore his roots, the American public remains largely ignorant of the degree to which Obama's work with Acorn and his love of Alinsky were symbolic of his true political will. If any of the candidates can resist the media and parlay Newt's strategy into a nomination, we'll have the choice between an imperfect and well-known Republican and the real Barack Obama, not the manufactured one of the media prefers. That was Andrew Breitbart. And of course, this was written 3 days before he died, and then they published it on the 7th, March 7th, 2012, because they wanted it, as they titled the article. I think the original article was titled Part One, Barack's Love Song. And I think they retitled it The Vetting to get this whole thing vetted out there. Maybe, I don't know. This could be the same, because this is from the Wayback Machine. All the articles, you know, you can run, but you can't hide. I know Breitbart has taken these articles down. Why? They show pictures, but they don't show. They show the picture in the storyline, but you can't click on it and get the story. Why would Breitbart do that? Are they facing some sort of pressure now? Hey, radicals want to know. Why is that? It'd be kind of interesting to get Newt Gingrich back on the show to see if we could talk about this little part about his running and all that stuff. Wouldn't that be interesting to see? Wouldn't that? That really would be. I would really like to see that. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw up a few of these things, if you know what I mean. It's kind of interesting. We are trying to see if we can get Newt. I just clicked on something. You may have heard the click in the background to see if we can't get Newt Gingrich back on the show. I'd like to talk to him about that and about his presidential bid. There's a lot of content that we got to get out of this Newt Gingrich guy, I believe. I think it's important because, you know, forget about his politics and he did this and he was part of this scandal, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I want to talk to him about, really. His books and so on are fabulous historical reads, by the way. And they're impeccable. And again, when I had him on the show, I was able to ask him the question about, you know, I said to myself, hey, we got the Speaker of the House, a one-time Speaker of the House. What's it like if you're going to form a new state to bring that forward to we have to bring it to the House first before we bring it to the Senate, by the way. You know, the whole notion of New California. And what would that be like? You know, of course, you know, I asked him the question. And boy, he had everything detailed about what we needed to do, basically. Within just 30 seconds, he put it out there. I thought, wow, I'm glad I asked that question. It was at the end of the interview. So you never know what's going to happen. We are going to come up with, we're going to have some people coming to talk about what's going to be happening in Mount Rushmore area in South Dakota and the great stuff that's going on down there in South Dakota. Anyway, the president's supposed to be down there in the 3rd, and we got Dane Sensor going to be coming up in the next hour to talk about this. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. You might want to check that one out, too. That website's starting to hum and come on board. It's alive. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hang on.